Good morning, everybody. It's 11:01 where I am, and I'm just sitting here on my couch thinking about our whole infertility journey and some of the things that have been said to Marcus and I, my husband, and I just kind of want to address some of it from our point of view. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get started and let's jump right into things you should probably not say to somebody who's going through infertility. So starting this off, one of the things Marcus and I have commonly heard, and it annoys the hell out of me, I would have to say this is my number one biggest, please don't say this to me, we've tried it, unless you're going through it, you honestly don't know, is just relax, it will happen. I hate that saying. Like, I hate it. I absolutely hate it. Because, I mean, you know, okay, we've tried to relax. Really, seriously. Like, we've tried making sex fun again and, like, making it where it's not, like, feeling like such a chore. Which is really, really hard to do when you're trying to have a baby because, I mean, it's timed ovulation. I mean, you know, you get your period in between, like, every 2 weeks or every month, whatever. However your body works. I get mine every month. It's finally regular now. But, I mean, it's like, it just frustrates me. Okay. Enough of that one. So, the next one I absolutely do not like is if you don't worry about it and you give it to, like, said higher powers hands, it'll happen. Like, okay, not everybody believes in the same thing. Okay? Like, that's just the truth. So, I mean, you know, that's kind of like a broad, for me, I feel like that's a really broad spectrum. So, I mean, like, if you don't know what I believe in, please don't acknowledge. Okay, anyway, that's just me. Or, well, have you tried this? Well, have you tried this medication? Well, have you tried this position? Have you done this and this and this? And about 9 times out of 10, yeah, we really, 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 really have. Like, we've tried the pills. We've tried the different positions. We've tried not having sex for a while and letting Marcus's sperm build up. We've, you know, tried the lubrications. We've tried the essential oils, the herbal shit. Like, we've tried it. And I know everybody's going to have different opinions, and I know everybody's going to try and push on us what they think works. But it just doesn't. Like, for us right now, we're not going to get pregnant without help. And we know that. And we understand that. And we're okay with that. And that's the reason why we're going to the fertility clinic. Like, if we knew we could get pregnant without help, we wouldn't be fucking going. Just saying. Anyway, like, the other day, I had someone tell me, oh, well, I know somebody who got pregnant by taking these pills. Maybe you should try it. And I literally had to lay it out on the line and be like, no, I'm sorry. That's for us. This is not how it's going to work. Like, that's, it's no, no. Let's see. What else have I heard? This one pisses me off. Well, I see you don't have kids. Are you even still trying? Like, just because there's not like 6,000 kids of ours running around right now doesn't mean we're not still trying. I actually have a story about that. Marcus's mom used to live in Colorado, and we would go down, and Marcus's mom and her ex-husband, we won't go into that. And we went down because they used to have this little kind of get-together, and Marcus and I were down there one summer, I think it was a couple years ago, and I had a person come up to me and ask me, well, where are my kids? Mind you, I have two dogs, okay? And I consider them my children because obviously Marcus and I do not have children right now. So there's that. Anyway, thinking that this said person meant, oh, like, where are your dogs? Well, our older dog, his name is Toby. If you can hear him snoring, ignore it. He is not a fan of loud noises, and our smaller dog, her name is Shotzi. She's younger. She's going to be 3 this year. They were both inside, and I was like, oh, they're inside. They're not a big fan of noises, blah, 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 because at this said gathering, there would be a live band and, you know, all of that. So big, loud noises, not a fan. And he looks at me, this said person, and goes, no, I mean, like, where are your kids? Why aren't you pregnant? And this is, mind you, this is before Marcus and I knew anything about what's going on with my body. This is before we knew anything. And I was so like, what did you just say to me? Like, I was so stunned and shocked that I didn't know what to say at all. Luckily, my mother-in-law, bless her, I love her to the moon and beyond, you don't even know, was standing right there, and she heard it. Marcus was off talking to some other people, I think, so he didn't hear any of it. And she stepped next to me and wrapped her arm around me and said, that is a sensitive subject, we do not talk about it, thanks. And she pushed me, like, not pushed, but, like, walked away with me in tow because she knew how much that bothered us, like, especially me. And I did end up telling Marcus later, and he was not happy about it, let me tell you. But I mean, you just, if you know somebody who's going through this or have just started with any of it, just like, I mean, the questions of, oh, how are you? How is everything going? Are you doing okay? Are you mentally okay? Are you physically okay? Like, that is fine. That's great. That's all we want to hear. And if we decide to talk about it, then let us talk about it. But please, for the love of all that's fucking holy, don't bring it up unless we do first. Because if we don't want to tell you and we don't want to make it your business, we're not going to tell you and we're not going to make it your business. So, I mean, just let it be. Like, sometimes I wish people would just let it be. If we want to talk about it, we'll talk about it. If we don't, then we don't. So, that's my little spiel on that. Thank you guys for listening. I also do want to remind you guys that I do have the subscriber support. So on the Anchor podcast dashboard, where you go and you click on my podcast, the link. So there's that button if you want to click on it and subscribe and support the podcast every month. I think it's like 99 cents, $4.99, and $9.99, I think. That would mean the world to me. That would actually help so much with our baby fund because we are trying to really save and set that up. So it'll help with our medical bills and everything because they do tend to pile up when you're going through something like this, as all medical bills do. So if you guys feel free to donate if you want. If not, that's fine. That's totally fine. But if you do, thank you so, so much. You have no idea how much that means to Marcus and I. Also, don't forget to actually check out Anchor, like the sponsored ad tells you to. That's actually me. I'm letting you know about Anchor. Anchor is awesome. I love it. I'm having so, so, so much fun doing this. So don't forget to check that out. It's great. And if you, like I said, if you know anybody going through this, just make sure they're okay physically and mentally. And just if they need to vent, just let them vent. That's literally all we ask. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and go. Marcus should be home soon. I think he's actually going to bring him lunch for him and I. So I'm pretty freaking excited because I'm pretty freaking hungry. So I will talk to you guys later. Don't forget to check out all of my social medias listed down in the description box below. And I will talk to you guys later. I love you so much. Lots of love, lots of light, lots of hope, and lots of baby dust. Bye, guys.